in than we thought, right?
That spot.
It's been harder on us than we thought, and we're all tired.
Can't really do anything that strenuous over the weekend, but, maybe it was.
Now we've got some Easter stuff for a couple of the grandkids, because we're going to go see them for Easter up in Kentucky, but not much after that.
I'm still trying to wake up. Are the fires getting better with this rain, Patrick?
I know in Transylvania County where I live, they rescinded the mandatory evacuation orders and the curfew, so that, I take that to mean good things.
We're fixing to get hammered today. I hope you guys are too, so maybe that'll let them get a good grip on these things. Jody, Eric, Ken, Patrick, who else did I miss out there? Somebody else. But good morning, everybody. N4A's Eddie.
Everybody, W2JKT.
Just got up about 10 minutes ago and came down here. And I turned it all, but it was just dead.
And we just weren't saying anything.
Good bunch this morning.
Patty, right? Buddy, you know, I don't even like Mondays. I don't work. Rub it.
The office before it starts raining. I'm okay. I left my umbrella there last week.
There before the rain.
Yeah, you should. It hadn't made it to the South Carolina line yet.
West?
On and off all the way down the mountain this morning.
Southwest.
It looked like it's coming at west southwest, but it's coming.
Got to go, so hopefully I make it.
Toward it.
A little bit north of Greenville now, headed south towards Anderson.
It's one line. It's stretched from Boston all the way, way out to the west coast out at the bottom, and it's just a diagonal line.
I'm not looking at a radar, so.
Yeah, Ken's way northeast of here.
What was it?
The rain, but I think you are for sure.
Up a little light, like sprinkles right here, but the road isn't even wet, so I should make it. I am, 10 miles out.
You do Greasley today, don't you? Through the night, cause we're still wet and just dripping everywhere.
Falling off the cars.
Heavy, isn't it?
The weekend, they were saying up in our area that we had historically high pollen levels, like record setting.
Showed up just on maybe like Friday, it started showing up here, and then this weekend it was everywhere. The line, I think, without a problem.
Friday, so thanks for checking on that.
No, and it's it's got a while, but I know that the fire people are going nuts waiting for it. We're in the upper 80s toward end of the week.
Okay.
But that's the first I've seen of that.
Shelby, yesterday we were we went for a little walk in town and it was a bit muggy and hot, so it's definitely coming.
That's good. I've been waiting so long for weather to get here that winter's just been exceptionally long this year.
You know, all of our trees are out. We've got stuff sprouting in the garden, but, you know, we've got nothing. I mean, we're just now getting some leaves on the trees, And, you know, the garden is, you know, we're like, we're a little nervous about putting stuff in because it might still freeze.
You know, but it's coming. Wednesday or Thursday, maybe Thursday, I think, or something like that. But it's saying 86, 87, what I'm seeing on TV. In case. I'm watching on these fires. They're starting to talk about them now. 50%, Deep Woods fire 32%, and Black Cove fire 36%, and Polk County 36%. All those are that much contained, and they're lifting some of the fire bans.
We definitely missed having a fire in our fire pit over the weekend.
And I think they said they're lifting the fire ban in 41 counties.
The state fire ban or the locality fire ban, because they're a little different the way they do it in North Carolina. In North Carolina, the I forget what department it is, whether the Forest Service or whatever, they can issue a fire ban, but it only applies more than 100 feet away from an occupied dwelling. And so it's up to the county fire marshals to enact a ban that would cover basically fires in your backyard and stuff.
Eric, I'm thinking they didn't specify, but I'm guessing that a lot of that's here in South Carolina. I think they still got a lot of it going on in North Carolina, so you may better check and see if they have lifted any bans at all there. But I know in South Carolina, they said in 41 counties it's been lifted. Rain.
I'm home this afternoon. I'm sure by this weekend it'll be fine.
Should be there, but yes, so they're getting a grip of these fires. That's really good. We're 0% contained.
Backburning the last few days to try to create fire breaks. That's probably where that 30-some-odd% comes from. No matter how much of the line they can cover.
This rain's playing a pretty good part in it too. It was kind of rainy all day yesterday.
Okay. I did see rain most all day, and then it would rain heavy throughout certain periods.
And the burns they're doing, that probably helped them contain all that. Way around.
It is good news to hear that they're getting, making some headway anyway.
Guy last night that I know, he's in northern Wisconsin. They got an ice storm up there, and he's getting to run his generator.
In Wisconsin?
Something's got to happen here I want to see the lights go out and watch this thing kick on. You know, an hour is good enough.
Fox and flip the main breaker. I had to give you a hard time, though. You want everybody else to lose power so you can play with the generator.
See the thing actually do its job on its own with no help other than the power goes out and then it comes on.
The propane line yet?
But now we did my daughter's house, and they actually last Friday they came out and changed her tank. She went from a 100-gallon tank to a 1,000-gallon tank, and they buried it. And they did that. She was already hooked up. But they disconnected that tank, took it out, and then put this one in. So, yeah, she's got the propane, and we've got the gas.
Who it was, I thought there was somebody with a generator who was on gas, but they had a propane tank that they were going to have the people come out and do, like, a dual fuel setup for me. I guess I thought it was you. Maybe it was somebody else.
Done and did. His was propane. He may be doing a dual. I don't know.
Talking about where you got that propane tank in the ground and trying to get it out and hooking up dual fuel there.
We did talk about that a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I was discussing that, and anyway, we went with the gas and the tanks out there, and I was, Eric, I was the one that we were talking about figuring out how to get it out of the ground. That's right.
Future project is to have Courtney's company come and install an in-ground propane tank in our house so we can go dual fuel as well. Because, I mean, natural gas is super reliable, but you just never know anymore, especially with the tensions everywhere. So it might be good to have another, just yet another backup.
Really my idea right there. We've never had gas fail us by, you know, at any time, but as soon as you get rely on a generator, it will show, right?
It really has to depend on it. That's when those problems will start showing up, because everybody else will be dependent on it too. And we've had a couple of small problems, not anything to do with the gas supply, but we've got some issues where I think none of our appliances are really designed for a 2 PSI system, and their regulators maybe can't handle it. So that's the only problem we've had. But yeah, just Murphy's Law says that as soon as you really need it, it'll go out on you.
We still got our tank. I thought about getting it out of here, but it's not hurting anything just sitting there, and it's got plenty of propane in it. And the line comes right there to the generator. It's got a regulator and everything. So I guess if we did ever lose gas, it wouldn't take long to hook it up, because the generator's just got a dial you turn that switches it from natural to propane. In 4AZE.
As I made it to the parking lot, so everybody have a safe day with thunderstorms, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4TSF.
73 Ken, have a great day. KO4HGET.
73 Ken, have a great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
W4FCM.
Be careful over there. Stay dry, Ken. Toodles, and good morning there. Was it Fred?
Give a breakfast here and leave it on, see if the sun gets on here. W4FCM, good morning.
5 possible strong to severe storms this afternoon, 1 to 5.
People are everywhere along that line.
Definitely, everybody's going to get it.
Come home today.
About the time you're driving home, Eric.
Lunch and try to beat it.
Guys, I'm pulling into my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Hope all of you have a great day and stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Good day, be safe out there, and hopefully weather the storms all right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. W2JKT.
Patrick, yeah, be safe in this stuff. You're going to be in and out of it all day. What are you doing?
At work. Yeah, that long. He works in the building I used to work in when TTI was down in Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson, and we relinquished that building to the county, and so they took it over for one of the department that he works in. So, we built our new building up on the interstate, so we gave that building back. But he probably just designated at work.
Storms. The real stuff's not going to be there for a little bit yet.
100 yards between the parking deck and the building anyway, so, you know, even if it is coming down, I just run, and I don't get that wet.
You're pretty good ways, a couple hundred yards.
Well, like 100, I don't know. It's not that far, I guess.
Run, Forrest, run.
Part of it up in North Carolina at Grandfather Mountain, that part where he's running up the mountain, that was filmed up our way. So we've been to that spot. They've got a little plaque there to commemorate, you know, the filming of that scene there. But anyway, yeah, I'm starting to lose a repeater, so I'm going to say 73, dude, and hope you have a great day with the storm, all right, and probably catch you tomorrow morning on my way in. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
But you're going to make it safe, no problem. You won't have to run. You can just walk. And that was cool. Yeah, got to go see that when they did it. We'll see y'all later. Anybody out there listening? Fred, I guess it's all you. N4AZE.
My son be on, if not now, just a minute. So I'll keep listening and call again here. KD4FDI, W4FCM. I'll go eat my breakfast and drink my coffee and leave it up here. Hey, you guys have a safe day. rock and roll later on, huh? So, hopefully my dipoles sway and dip and make it. W4FC, I'm saying. Well, listening, really.
Jonathan, have a good one. Hey, well, I'm going to get out of here, too. Catch y'all later. N4AZE clear.
Hey, thank you, W4FC, I'm listening.